Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. It's 6:30 on a Monday morning with a cloudy sky and 77 degrees. Gasoline prices have gone up slightly over the last 2 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices rose again, this time 6 cents over the past 2 weeks. The new price is $2.22. It's a total of 29 cents price hike over 9 weeks. But if that sounds big, we need to recall that in the prior 3 months, the price had crashed 72 cents per gallon.
The lowest average price in the country is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at $1.78 a gallon, and the highest prices in San Francisco at $3.15 a gallon.
A report today on the death toll from COVID-19 worldwide.
Another tragic milestone was passed Sunday in the coronavirus pandemic. 500,000 deaths worldwide. The reported tally comes from Johns Hopkins University researchers. About one in four of those deaths, more than 125,000, have been reported in the U.S. The country with the next highest death toll is Brazil. Meanwhile, more Florida beaches will be closing again to avoid further spread of the coronavirus. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said interactions among young people are driving the surge. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
Sedgwick County health officials report 1,120 residents have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the county. 28 have died. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports 13,830 COVID-19 cases statewide. The KDHE says 270 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19.
A Kansas City area man has been charged in a bridge shooting.
Court records say the man was charged with randomly shooting into traffic last month on a bridge that connects Kansas and Missouri. He fired 15 rounds from a handgun before retrieving an AR-15-style rifle from his car and shooting at least 23 more rounds. The Kansas City Star reports that a criminal affidavit released Friday in the case against 37-year-old Joseph Westrom describes the May 27th shooting that ended with a Fort Leavenworth soldier hitting Westrom with his truck to stop him. One person was taken to the hospital after being struck with gunfire. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems announcing a new partnership with Virgin Hyperloop. It's a groundbreaking travel venture.
In a news release, the company said the joint venture will help to solidify a Hyperloop prototype with the efforts of Spirit AeroSystems. Hyperloop is a new mode of transportation that can travel at speeds approaching 700 miles per hour. With Hyperloop vehicles called pods floating along a track using magnetic levitation at airline speeds for long distances. As Virgin Hyperloop looks to create the first Hyperloop certification center in the U.S., it plans to bring thousands of jobs for first movers of the technology and its partners. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Kansas State University wheat geneticist will get nearly $1 million from the U.S. government, Department of Agriculture, that is, for research designed to improve the genetic diversity of wheat. The Hutchinson News reports the research will focus on studying and cultivating a genetic species of wheat that can withstand drought, heat, and viruses. Wheat geneticist and professor of plant pathology, Jesse Poland, is part of two grants that focus on bringing wild native plants together with wheat to create a better seed. Poland estimates that each project might take from 6 years to more than 10 years. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a partly cloudy, warm, and humid start to the day, we should get to 92 for the high this afternoon with gusty south winds. A few clouds overnight, Tarlo 75, then sunny and hot weather ahead on Tuesday with a high 102, our heat index 105 to 110. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Right now, a cloudy sky, 77 degrees, and that wind's picking up south from the south, gusting up to 38 miles per hour. Today is Monday, June 29th, 2020. And on this date in 2006, the Supreme Court ruled 5-3 that President George W. Bush's plan to try Guantanamo Bay detainees in military tribunals violated U.S. and international law. So the Supreme Court's ruled against the Bush administration there. And whatever happened with that, Ted? I've just forgotten all about
Guantanamo. Still there.
Gitmo's still there. They put those guys on trial.
No.
They didn't? They're just all sitting there?
There's only about...
What happened?
By estimates, somewhere around 30.
Oh, okay.
30 left in there.
There's quite a few at one time, I guess.
Of course, Obama, one of his big campaign promises was he was going to get rid of it.
It solved that all thing, that thing, yeah.
It didn't happen.
But you know, when you're dealing with an international situation, the laws and so forth, kind of tough. Kind of complicated, I guess, with people.
But there's not many inmates left. But there are a few.
Police in northwestern Montana say a man was arrested on a felony criminal mischief charge after he pulled down a Ten Commandments monument using a chain and pickup truck. So every monument in America is at risk, no matter what it is.
Well, it offends some. Every monument offends somebody.
Somebody's getting. 30-year-old man reportedly wrapped a chain around the religious monument on the Flathead County Courthouse grounds Saturday. He then attached the chain to his truck and pulled the monument into the street. The man then reportedly removed the chain, got back into the truck, and left the scene. Suspect was later arrested after police located the truck allegedly used in the act. Police say they do not know why the suspect took down the monument to the Ten Commandments, but that happened in Montana. Yeah, this monument statue thing is getting
crazy. It's happened in Oklahoma City many times. They've got Ten Commandments on the state capitol grounds.
It's been under attack a few times.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, every monument, every statue is at risk because it's going to offend somebody. Let's see what we've got. An interesting show coming up today on a Monday morning, 7:10 this morning. Captain Jose Ocades is going to be with us from the Wichita Fire Department. What do we got now? 4 or 5 days till July 4th, right, Ted? 5 days. And Independence Day, and Jose's going to talk to us about what the rules are. Again, just restating what the rules are, because they haven't really changed much, I don't think.
No, they really haven't changed, so it's kind of the same deal.
And he's just going to let us know exactly what they are and what can and cannot be done with them. First thing out of the bat, I'm driving eastbound on 13th this morning from my home coming this way, and I look at him, what was that? A big old star of fireworks up over the street.
About what time is this?
Oh, it was early. And then I tell you, I'm sure that's a violation because it was up there 30 or 40 feet, Ted. I think they only supposed to go only six feet high in Wichita.
Well, so, and they're supposed to stop at midnight.
Supposed to stop at midnight. That's another violation.
Yeah,
it was after midnight.
It was after midnight. Okay. So well, I didn't see police officers around there looking, you know, they're probably not going to pay a whole lot of attention to it. Even when the fourth gets closer. But anyway, got a, looks like a 3-day weekend coming up for most people at the end of this week. A lot of people seem to be in sort of a weird party mood. They're out shooting each other this morning here in Wichita anyway. We got a couple of shooting stories to tell you about. And again, if you haven't ever heard this, I don't know where you've been, but you don't go out and fire a gun as a fireworks display. Right, Ted? Up in the air. Don't we have a news story from the police every year? So don't do that. Somebody's going to get hurt. They do time to time.
But yep.
People will do it. It makes a big bang, and the bullet goes up. They don't care where it comes down.
July 4th and New Year's Eve.
Ooh, yeah.
Celebratory gunfire.
Gunfire will happen. Also, coming up later on this morning, about an hour from now, we'll check in with Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Mondays with the mayor with Steve and Ted. See what's going on with locally in the city, with if he's got any comments on the coronavirus and what's happening there. And did you go to church? You went to church this weekend, I'll bet.
Yeah.
But they having separation? I had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had separation. Though, like two pews were locked off and the third was
right.
Not. And people were sitting far apart. And they were so paying attention at the church there where we go. And, yeah, they've got some special rules in trying to keep people safe when they're
trying
going to.
Trying to.
But like Shelley said, she does, you know, she does miss going to church and she wants to get down there. We felt safe. We had our masks if we needed them and everything. All right. 6:38 now, Steve and
Ted. So you did not wear masks.
No, we had it. And really nobody was wearing the priest wore his. when he did the
communion.
Communion. Yeah. But other than that, maybe one person wore one.
Yeah. That's kind of the way it's been at my church, yeah, too.
6:37 now, Steve and Ted, and we have the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The cattle complex Friday had more negative than positive trading and also closed on the negative side. The August live cattle and feeders had been in a trading range the past 2 weeks with the low from the 2 weeks ago and the high from last week. Now, cash cattle trade last week was lower for the fifth straight week, and Thursday's hog and pig report resulted in Friday's triple-digit losses for the lean hog futures. On the close Friday, August live cattle, 5 cents lower at 96.02. August feeders down 65 cents at 132.60. And August lean hogs down $3.20 at 48.12. Now, the grain and soybean futures closed negative Friday on a session that saw sizable managed money selling in all the commodity sectors. Tuesday is the USDA acreage and stocks report at 11 o'clock in the morning. And last week, September KC wheat lost 9 cents. September corn lost 18 cents. And August soybeans lost 16 cents for the week. At the moment, September KC wheat's unchanged at 4.27¾. September corn is trading 3¼ cents higher, 3.22½. And August soybeans up 0.25 cents at 8.60¼. August crude oil, 26 cents higher, 38.75. August gold up $5.80 at 1786.10. September S&P 7.5 points higher at 3014¼. September dollar index, 25 cents lower at 97.15. With September Dow Jones futures holding 137 points higher at 25,087. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So Tom's getting a little warm out there, getting a little toasty. It's almost like summertime in Kansas, right?
You've got that exactly right.
We had some possibilities of some showers rumbling through over the weekend, and really didn't get much, though, did we? And we didn't over here.
There was some stuff north of us, some stuff east of us, just none here.
None around here. Okay. And wheat cutting, is it just about done, or is it midway? What are we doing here in Kansas with wheat cutting?
We should be over halfway done now. It's moving further north and further west right now. And it's pretty much moved through the central part of the state right now.
Okay. Then the next stop, Nebraska, then, huh?
Nebraska and Colorado.
Nebraska and Colorado. Okay. So, have you been wearing your mask in public there, sir?
I do not wear a mask.
Okay. Well, you don't get out much anyway, right?
That's right. I'm not allowed out.
That's right.
They found a good reason to make me stay at home, and boy, they're enforcing it.
Every now and then, if something needs to be done around the house, your wife comes over with that key and unlocks the door and lets you out of there, right?
You know how it works.
Yeah, they get that little slot underneath the door there where she throws in, slides in that bowl of water and the Rice Krispies, right?
And green bologna.
Green bologna. Oh, wow. Wow, she's treating you pretty good. Hey, listen. Be careful. Don't let the wind blow your toupee away, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Sounds great, Steve.
Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Now 6:41, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker.
Yes, he is.
Should all kids inherit an equal amount?
It's a question.
Good question. On the way, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.